Here's Rita Smith with the rediscovery of Laura E. Richards.
Laura E. Richards was a well-known writer of stories and poems for children from the 1880s through the 1930s. During those years, she wrote over 40 works of fiction, the most popular being Captain January, published in 1891. It was a sentimental tale about an old lighthouse keeper who rescued and raised an infant whom he found lashed to a spar with her drowned mother. The book stayed in print for over 40 years and was made into a movie in 1936 starring Shirley Temple as the rescued child, Star Bright. But Richards' reputation rests on her nonsense poetry, not her fiction. She called her gift for rhyme and nonsense her hurdy-gurdy and claimed that the jingles came bubbling up as if from some hidden spring. As a daughter of Julia Ward Howe, who wrote the Battle Hymn of the Republic, Richards grew up with lyrics and singing, and as an adult, she discovered that tucked away in her mind somewhere, she too had a special music box all her own, whose output never sounded the organ notes of a battle hymn, but certainly entranced the children. Tira Lira was a collection of her rhymes and nonsense verse published in 1932. It is a refreshing book and includes some of the best nonsense verse written by an American. It has all the necessary ingredients: absurd incongruities, exaggerated rhythms, impossible situations, creative internal and end-lined rhyme, fabulous made-up words, names, and places, and touches of comic violence and comeuppance. In a short biographical sketch written in 1934, Richards noted that she and her brother loved the stories of Mayne Reid, a writer of children's adventure stories set in exotic settings. And the Richard children spent a lot of their playtime hunting elephants and rhinoceroses in the garden. Perhaps that fanciful play with her brother was the inspiration behind her best-known nonsense poem, Ella Telephony, which begins, "Once there was an elephant who tried to use the telephone." No, I mean an elephone who tried to use the telephone. Dear me, I am not certain quite that even now I've got it right. I'll end with another of her nonsense verses, especially appropriate for this Valentine season, in which a woman falls in love with a man because she likes the back of his head. Winifred White, she married a fright. She called him her darling, her duck, and delight. The back of his head was so lovely, she said, it dazzled her soul and enraptured her sight.